good to see you guys. I noticed on my lawn this morning there was a little bit of a hint of frost on it. I said just a hint. It wasn't too serious, but it was starting to happen, I think, even though the temperature said it was 37, not 32, but apparently it got a little chillier. 30 years? Oh, well. Well, I bet it's probably even colder in some other spots. So, yeah. It's just a great day to be in the kingdom, right? Come on. Yeah, just declare it. Walking with the Lord. Every little thing. Yeah. It's an adventure every day. Yeah. I love it. It's like he reminds me in the morning, don't forget to include me. I hear that every once in a while because it seems like even the little stuff, well, especially the little stuff, I don't really think about including him in. He so wants to be included in all of it. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and stand up with me and we'll get started here and we'll enter into worship. Creator of the universe, King of Kings, come on. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to meet corporately, publicly, declare your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
feel like a broken record. It just amazes me how the Lord places everything together in perfect order. And He's been talking to me today about the interaction of Elijah and Elisha. And talks in there about how Elijah was walking along, and he walks by Elisha while he's plowing this field. And it just really jumped out at me. Elisha was plowing this field, it says, with 12 oxen. That just staggers me to think what kind of a plow he must have been trying to pull with that thing. With 12 oxen, I mean, it's more than just taking one sword and beating it into a plowshare. This thing must have been huge. I'm thinking like 2 oxen or 4 oxen at the most, but 12 is just like... And yet, he must have known something about how to do that, right? He'd probably been doing it for a while. And it's like, as soon as Elijah came by, Elisha was willing to drop it and follow. And it's like the Lord, I feel, this is like a little extra to tithes and offering, I guess, but it's like I hear the Lord speaking to those of us that are pretty well set in a career that maybe we're doing really good at. We're actually driving 12 oxen, not 4, in our career that we've got going on. And it's like the Lord is speaking to me that we need to be prepared for Him to take us to a whole other thing. So that's just an extra thing. And He's maybe talking to me personally, but I believe He's talking to some others in the room here too, maybe even beyond. But further on in the story is really where I feel like the Lord is speaking today in our tithes and offering. And it's the word I keep hearing is impartation. It's great that we bring our tithes and offering up here. So, you know, we'll do that during the next song. You can also give them the back in the blue boxes or online, akbridgeofhope.com. But I just really hear the Lord saying He wants more than your money, right? And I hear the word impartation just really strong. And He takes me to the moment, maybe more than a moment, but it's where Elisha is following Elijah from city to city. Elijah's actually trying to discourage him from following him from city to city, but Elisha won't have it any other way. They get to the Jordan River, and Elijah takes his mantle, slaps the water parts, he walks across. So now they're on the other side of the Jordan. Some things go on over there, and Elisha ends up with Elijah's mantle. He goes back to the Jordan. It doesn't really say it, but it's almost like he's not real sure if this thing's going to work or not, but he slaps the water with that mantle that he's now picked up that's been imparted to him, and the Jordan splits, and he walks across. And I just really feel strong that we have people in our circles that we're in that we know that we need to impart stuff to. It's time for them to pick up the mantle. And so I just really feel strong that we need to pray into that as individuals for the Lord to focus or show us clarity on who those people are that we are called to impart to. It's part of our tithes. It's way beyond money. It's probably way bigger than money, right? And so I think that's all I have for that is impartation, and pray into that and see where He goes with that with you. It'd be pretty cool, I think. It'd be awesome to hear some testimony. Come on. Yeah. Encourage the body with testimony. So Heavenly Father, we just thank You. Thank You for being involved in our lives, giving us the choice to be involved with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your blessing is new every day. We take that to heart, Lord. We're open to you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me in His love for me. Oh, His love for me. The sun says free. Oh, is free. I'm a child of God. Oh, yes, I am. Thank you.
right. I love going out that way. That's awesome. I think we got a testimony. Come on up. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Hey, guys. So I'm not like a huge fan of standing in front of people. So if I wiggle, that's why. I shared a little bit of this with the youth the other day. You guys prayed for my family member last weekend, Anya. She had gotten lost, basically, up in the mountains. And I just, after talking to everybody this week, like, I just realized how great God is, you know. And so I was texting everybody, you know, because I found out at 5 a.m., and I was talking to Megan, and she had sent me something, and she's like, pray that God shows you her location. And I'm like, okay, but I don't really know the area. Like, what is he going to show me, a rock or a tree, you know? And I'm like, okay, thanks, God, you know. But I did. I was like, all right. So I prayed about it, a conversation that I had with my husband probably like 5 or 10 years ago, like, flashed through my head. And it was about a location out in Chugiak. And anyways, there's so much to the testimony, but you guys, like, he showed me where she came out, like, exactly where she came out. So I just wanted to say thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Man, maybe it's testimony time. Anybody else? Come on, don't be bashful. We can do some announcements too, I suppose. It's come to that, yes. Spirit led.
Love testimonies. Wow, God is so faithful. What? Testimony comes out of the announcements. Yes, yes. So here comes some testimonies, okay? So, David McDonald, yeah, friend of this house. What a blessing to this house. And we get to have him back October 8th, 9th, 10th. Mark your calendar. So that's a Friday night, 7 p.m., Saturday night, 6 p.m., and then Sunday morning here. So mark your calendar and start preparing your heart, because he's going to feed you, and you need your hearts open and ready for that good seed that's gonna come from the word of the Lord through David. And right into us. So we are so excited to have him coming. And so because he will be here on the 10th, that's normally our, that would be normally our Sheridish Sunday. So we're going to shift that a week later. So the Alaska Harvest, yummy Alaskan food will be shifted to be on the 17th rather than the 10th. So we'll keep you posted about that, let you know. So Steve has an announcement, and Megan and Autumn. All sorts of good stuff.
Good morning, church. Good morning, church. All right. You are God's alive people. You know that. You're alive, right? Okay. Just want to make sure you knew that you're supposed to be alive. All right. So last year, because of a global hiccup, there was no AKYC. Well, this year, we're going to be doing it, but we're going to be doing it a little bit different. This year, I've already talked to the district youth director, and we're actually going to get a live stream directly here to our church for the youth. That being said, AKYC is typically an overnight event. You know, we usually stay in town, we go to a hotel, and we stay there for a couple nights. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to stay here in the church for a couple nights with the youth. I mean, an all-nighter is one thing, but two-nighter? Oh, we'll see. So we've got some plans in the work. I need help. You know, this church is always very generous about, you know, not only, you know, just sowing monetarily, but you guys are so generous about helping out with the church. And every time I've asked, I've always gotten exactly what I've needed. The Lord has just handpicked, hey, okay, put it on that person's heart, and they come and they help, and it's always been amazing. So I've got four areas right now that I need some help with, okay? Okay, Zeke. All right. First, chaperones. Sorry, Zeke, you can't be a chaperone. Need a couple more years under your belt. Outreach team. On Friday, we're planning on taking the youth We were going to do Eagle River, but Rachel's like, no, we're going into Anchorage. We're going to do an outreach into Anchorage. There's a seven-hour block of time between sessions, and we're going to get some lunch. But we're going to do a treasure hunt, and this is going to require some help with some amazing spiritual people here. Okay. I got no problem if you come with your mom or your dad. All right. So we need help with that. We want to show these, not just the youth, but we want to be the Lord's hands and feet in our community. Third area, we want a prayer team. We want a team of people that are going to come alongside these kids and be forerunners in the spirit, plowing the ground and preparing things so that when the youth step out into these areas, there's a way that's already been made. It's not just like going into cold territory. And number four, we need a cleanup team. All right, so after 2 days of overnighters, I'm going to be probably a little bit tired. Rachel's probably going to be a little bit tired. We need some people to step up on Saturday, come on in, and help make sure the church isn't completely destroyed. You know? So those are four areas I need some volunteers. The cost that we're looking for is about $30 a student. If you want to sponsor or want to help out, please get a hold of me. I got two sign-up lists, one for the kids, one for the volunteers. And your availability. You don't have to be like doing everything the full 2 days. If you're only available for 1 day, we'll take it. If you're only available, what's that? An hour, we'll take it. If you're going to be on this prayer team and you're, how many of you guys understand that in the military, we don't just always have boots on the ground. We have people that will actually do a mission from stateside and launch the mission all the way across to the other side of the planet, drop their bombs, and then come back stateside and never leave the plane. I mean, you know, prayer is tactical like that. It's something that moves at the speed of thought and is more impacting than you'll ever know. So, all right, I didn't mean to take up too much time. If you have questions, come talk to me. What? Date? Oh, dates aren't important. All right, thank you, sweetheart. It's going to be October 21st through the 23rd. It's going to be a Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday morning. So any other questions, please contact me, Rachel. Can't get a hold of me or Rachel, get a hold of Sage and Zach. They can get a hold of me somehow. So please. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys. Who's next? Megan. All right. Church, you're live.
Okay, I just have to say that I really appreciated what Jay said about impartation. This is another announcement for the MAP program, my entrepreneurship program. We had an informational meeting last night. There were several people that were not able to make that meeting because of traffic issues. So what we would like to do is it is still open. That was an informational meeting. It was not the start of the class. So I want to just thank everybody, artists and artisans that made it, were able to make it, and those that couldn't make it but wanted to, don't worry about it. We can get you the information that you need. I was talking actually with Amanda, and Michael and I taught this program in Montana for five or six years. And we were asking the Lord, what are you doing? Like, why are we teaching this program again? What are you doing with this? And Jay was talking about impartation and shifting careers. And I thought that was very interesting that came up this morning, because our testimony, since we're giving testimony, is that when we took this program, my husband and I were working 7 or 8 different jobs trying to keep our family together, trying to make ends meet, and the Lord dropped this in our lap, and we took the program, and the next year we went full-time as artists, and we have been able to sustain our life in the artistic sector of business for the last nearly 10 years now. So I want to encourage you, if this is pricking your heart, then maybe God has something for you in it, and I would encourage you to maybe explore that a little bit. You can get a hold of me or my husband at info@blessingfineart.com. So feel free to shoot us an email. Applications, we're trying to get applications in by the 8th of October. It would be great if we could get them by then. If you really want to do it and you have some sort of a hiccup or something, please just talk to us. We'll work with you. I have application forms here. I can also email them to you. So if you're watching online or something, you want to just shoot an email to info@blessingfineart.com. I can send you all the information. I also have a two-page PDF that explains exactly what the program is. I don't want to go into it right now because it's a little complicated. If you are not an artist or an artisan, but you feel like, you know what, I want to sow into the creative sector, what God is doing in the creative business sector in this new era, we are looking for businesses or individuals that are willing to sponsor an artist. There might be some that are these are people who are starting their businesses, and they might be having some issues trying to get going. So we do have an opportunity to sponsor an artist. We also like to connect artists and artisans with established businesses because it's just a community builder. So if you fall into that category, also please shoot me an email or get a hold of me. Michael and I have two businesses, Blessing Fine Art and Rising Lights Creative, and both of our businesses will be sponsoring an artist. So get a hold of me for that, and thank you for your time. Who's next?
Good morning. Okay, it is finally the week of this tournament. We've talked about business sponsorships, we've talked about playing, but I know there's a lot of people in here who don't play disc golf and don't have a small business that they want to sponsor a hole. So the other thing is at 2:30 when we do the award ceremony, we're going to have refreshments, we're going to have a couple lawn games, and we're going to talk a little bit about YSC. No more than an hour, probably more like a half hour, 45 minutes, and that's open to the public. We'd love to see as many people there as we can. So if you have an hour this Saturday, come join us at 2:30 just down here at Peter's Greek Park. And the other thing is we are looking for about 10 volunteers, varying times. We need a couple people to help with the registration table, and we need a couple people to walk the course and help set it up in the morning. And then we need a couple people to help with refreshments. So if that is something that you'd be interested in, hopefully there's not snow. If not, it'll make for an adventure of a day. There's not going to be snow. So if you want to come join us for the award ceremony, there'll be Starbucks coffee, and we're working on other refreshments. Or if you want to come volunteer, come talk to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're going to let the kids go now, and I wanted to put a little plug in for the kids, actually. You know, I'm going to be going down and helping Sandra with the kids, and I just encourage you to think about, consider, even once a year helping down there. It's just been such a blessing for me personally to go down there. They sow into me like incredible. It just gets on you. You can't help it. And so even if you just do it once a year, it would be a great big help for what's going on down there, and I believe you'd get a lot out of it. So, amen. Oh, go ahead and greet a little bit.